Welcome everybody to the Side Quest episode 604. We're back from E3. We're tired. We did not get the pox. Nobody from Side Questing got sick, so that's always a positive. We did have a full room of folks floating around. Our hotel was packed and so forth, but we did not get sick. I'm Dolly Domofsky. Joining me is Eric Smith.
Hello, hello.
Tom Johnson.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
And John Perry.
Hello.
And the last episode, you guys listened to us and found our, you know, heard our thoughts on that big first day where all the big, kind of the bigger announcements took place. And this week we're going to follow up with the folks that didn't go to E3, but kind of experienced it from home because it was a very different year. We were talking about this in the pre-show. E3 this year changed, and you can thank companies like Twitch and Nintendo and EA and Ubisoft and you know those folks that and Activision and so on that are kind of helping redefine what E3 is becoming.
Is Activision's like role in this bringing three games but having the biggest booth on the floor?
No, so Activision had a big booth, definitely.
Oh, they did?
But again, wow. They only bring three games.
No, the people that are making the difference is Twitch. What they announced,
exactly.
12 million viewers.
And that was it. Twitch was it. And then I would say Twitch is the first half. The second half is you were able to get in on the betas and the alphas and play the stuff at home that people were fighting over to play on the show floor. But you could do it at at the safety of your home without any issue. So
we had a better chance because they announced this stuff. And by the time all the press got home, it was all used up. You couldn't get in.
The nice thing about it was all of us had our laptops in the EA press conference. So everybody was signing up. They let us, they kind of leaked it ahead of time that this is what the plan's going to be. To the press there, and so a lot of us were logging on to try to get to the battlefield.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that they even bothered announcing that in the EA press conference, since after they announced it prior to in the previous conference that it was already sold out, I guess.
There was going to be a beta or demo, and then the EA conference comes up and says, "Oh, by the way, here's how you get into it." So we all,
and it was already done. Seconds
later, it was done. Yeah,
what was it, Microsoft or? Or,
it was at EA originally, later.
Yeah, then
Sony later. That's what it was. It was EA first. Yeah, Sony announced that like you could actually still get into it at that point.
Yeah, it's like no, you couldn't. But then they opened it up for everybody on PC. I think yesterday or today. So,
which one?
Battlefield 4. Battlefield Hardline.
Yeah, right now, if you want to get into Hardline on PC, it's instant access.
Yeah,
yeah, it's free for me. It's going to
just send me a code when I signed up on that day.
Yeah.
Their system got hit hard because shockingly EA can't handle like a massive number of people crashing against their server. That wasn't DICE though.
I just want to say
I played it last night and it worked fine.
Oh, it worked. Yeah,
I will give that to
them. On Hardline, I was capturing a bunch of video for it two nights ago, and none of it's usable because it's just a whole bunch of racial epithets.
Oh, jeez.
The wall of...
Yeah. Well, that's more about the internet in general
than... well, Battlefield 4, if you remember, during the beta, worked perfectly fine.
Right.
Yeah. No, it was still crashing every time that building...
I never had a single issue in the beta. Like, even with the building coming down, like, never had one problem. The game went live, and everything broke.
So is it fair... Let me just ask this question, because I'm not a Battlefield guy, and I know now from playing Hardline, I will probably never be a Battlefield guy.
No, you need to get a crew together.
I was getting murdered. I did see you run by try to help me too. I'm like, did that say Perry Dog on there? Is that John? And then I get like one shot kill. I was experiencing a couple little glitches here and there, but nothing major, nothing show stopping.
Yeah, there was no rubber banding, no like big delays. I mean, so far the beta is working fine, but we'll see what happens when the beta hits the worldwide audience. We'll see what happens. Plus, they have more than one map to manage.
I will bet a copy of the game that it won't work well the first 3 days.
Wait, no, you don't. Okay, maybe I'll take you up on that.
John, you could buy a copy and then return Eric's.
Yes, I mean, well, it's the world we live in. I mean, I don't know. I understand the dynamics behind it. I mean, it's the same thing with Diablo or Battlefield or anything like that. The amount of money they have to invest in the infrastructure to handle the first week's load, I mean, after that first week, they're not going to have that sustained online presence.
See, here's the problem where that breaks down now, is that with about five different providers, you can spin up a massive amount of server for very low cost for like days at a time.
Well, and that's why I have a little bit of Microsoft fanboy inside of me, because
yeah, like their cloud architecture is like literally.
I mean, Titanfall goofed a little bit here and there.
Apple
but
uses
not
it. Apple uses Azure.
I mean, yeah, they pretty much withstood the brunt of Titanfall's launch, and I don't know.
Except for a couple hiccups,
but not like days and months on end. So maybe, but EA traditionally doesn't use Microsoft services.
Yeah, they are still in the business of shutting down two-year-old games.
Yeah,
EA is cups in the stream. Yeah. Right.
Well, it's that sports in them, like that yearly sports business. Mm. Like they want to shut that shit down so they can get the new game into you.
Basically.
It, but I just, how many of those people aren't already upgrading as it is?
Well, I do every 2 years typically. On sports.
Exactly, but like. That like there's no point in shutting those down then.
Oh no, because usually it's about 3 or 4 years before they start shutting it down. Yeah, but well maybe EA will just suck
depending.
It. And well, at least for shooters, maybe they'll suck it up and let Microsoft host their shit.
But yeah, I played like 4 hours of the Hardline beta over the course of like the last week.
Yeah, but about the same for me.
I played about an hour of it.
It's totally fine. It's not a bad game at all. It is basically 32-man Battlefield 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's got a nice... I mean, it's not Payday, because you're not, like, four guys against the ladies.
You have the loot.
I mean, it gives you a different backdrop than you're used to for a Battlefield. Usually it's, you know, busted-up cities and concrete buildings, things like that. So you've got a nice different look. You've got a couple new tools at your disposal. Motorcycles are fun. Cop cars are fun. Armored-up SUVs are fun.
They added motorcycles in Battlefield 3, though. Right? Well, dirt bikes.
Well, I think Bad Company 2 had motorcycles. Not quite that, like
that. I think they only had quads. Yeah.
No, they had I think they had motorcycles. Like little, like, fucking, like, shitty, like, Vietnam motorcycles. Like, the scooters.
I remember really liking
50cc Yamaha scooter.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a great game. I think it's really fun. I think it still keeps that.
I wouldn't say it's great.
I'm enjoying it. I've enjoyed it.
I think I'm enjoying it too. But it is like the map they chose is like a little bit too big for the number of players you have.
I was gonna say it's too easy, especially that first the first drop point is right next to one of the safes, like that the truck that is like right next to the underpass. You can open that truck, jump on a motorcycle that's stored right next to the truck, and take it two blocks down to the drop-off
point. I never worry about taking money from the stash. I just wait for the enemy to like put $1 million into their own van.
Okay.
Drive over, and I'm like, okay, sitting here filling up 500, 600, 700,000. Like, well, okay, I guess I'll take off now.
Yeah, I think that's our difference. I don't play Blood Money. I play Heist.
I just played on the server that was switching back and forth.
Okay, I like Heist mode. That's my thing.
I actually think both the modes are pretty fun.
You're playing PS4, Eric, or PC?
PC and PS4. Okay. I only played like one match on PS4.
I'm playing PS4 primarily. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's just, you know, I sit on my computer I guess.
So that's the big story, right? So the games that would have had the biggest amount of people playing them, the three big games that have the biggest amount of people playing them at E3 were Destiny, Battlefield, and Smash Brothers. And
two, I'm going to piss so many people off about my Destiny opinions.
And two of those you could play on your home console. The third one you could play at Best Buy. You don't need to
and
go
to my Best Buy.
Yeah, it wasn't every.
I have like we have like the fifth highest selling like Best Buy electronics
that's true,
in the
right,
world.
Right, yeah,
and we don't get any of this stuff.
So the it's E3 is becoming, I don't want to say irrelevant, but it really kind of is becoming irrelevant in that large scale way. I mean, Gamescom is huge. Gamescom's massive.
I could see them flipping a switch and making E3 at least the last day public facing.
You'd want that to happen. However, it wouldn't be one day thing. You'd probably have 2 days of press and then two or three days of public. Because
they used to do that.
Time for retail, though. Big
right.
Retail.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
They used to do that, like the CES E3s, like the transition years. True. Those were open to the public.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember reading articles about people like straight up cutting off controllers.
Yeah, well, that's bullshit nowadays because PAX doesn't have that problem, and there's a billion fucking people in there.
Yeah, that's,
PAX
that's...
is bigger than E3.
I've never been to PAX, so I don't know.
Oh, God. I mean, that you want to talk crowded. PAX.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot that's stand true. Still without somebody bumping into you.
Oh, I've probably dealt with worse.
PAX East is the density is about equivalent to San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, I mean, if they can keep it together
with
PAX,
a smaller amount
sure
of people,
figure
right.
it out.
Yeah. Yep. So, so the three big games you didn't have to play on the show floor, right? Some of the indie games.
My qualm with Smash Brothers is why didn't they let me download that to my Wii U?
Yeah, I asked that question, and they're. We know about Nintendo's infrastructure, and it's still not quite there yet. But and this is by no means them, saying that something's going to happen or not. But they're looking at certain things from the show floor that could make decent demos. I doubt it would be Smash Brothers. It'd probably be like Splatoon,
which would be great.
Which was
they
holy shit, that,
that
game was
demo.
Awesome. They could
sell that. Demo.
Yeah, a lot of the folks are saying that they would pay. What's that?
Your preview made it sound really great.
Oh, I loved it. And you know what's funny? It's because it's they're making Mario. They're making a multiplayer shooter in a Mario Kart style. So really digestible, accessible, but deep enough where it's the way Nintendo does things. They take a genre and they turn it into something that's really digestible. And the lines were huge. It was like an hour and a half wait to play Splatoon because they only had. They had two eight-man battles going, four-on-four battles. But, yeah, it was... So, I mean, that I could see that, and we'll talk more about that, I could see that definitely being a demo. And that's something that a lot of people were suggesting to them would be, you know, release it as a just a quick demo or like a $5. So a lot of folks are willing
Why
to pay...
Why not release it for free?
That's what I'm saying. And just release it as a demo or like a teaser, which they do on... there's a lot of 3DS games that they'll do that. They'll actually release, like the Bravely Default. They did that. They did with a couple other games.
No, but I think Nintendo needs a goodwill gesture at this point. They have sucked the life. I mean, to take such a storied first party franchise that they have and just suck the life out of everybody to the point that, like, third parties. What was the game that you were talking about on Twitter, Eric? Was it FIFA? They're putting it out on like. Game Boy Advance, but they're not putting it on Wii U.
Yeah, they're putting it out on everything except for Wii U.
I mean, like,
which kind of blows my mind.
To lose that much confidence from your third-party publishers? I mean, and then to couple that with the fact that, yeah, they're putting out a Zelda game at some point. They don't... Mario Kart 8, I guess, is the first big new game they've put out in years. That's not just a rehash of... everything else, and that's not to say that Mario Kart 8 is really not just a rehash of what they've been doing in the past.
But it is so fucking awesome.
It's awesome, but it's still fucking the same shit they've been doing for years. How do you not have a new Zelda game to launch with each one of your consoles? There's only been five of them, and there's been way more fucking Zelda games than five.
Well, they did launch they launched the Wii with a Zelda game. They had two. I think the Wii.
No. Wasn't no. The Wii launched with a GameCube remake of a Zelda game, and I'm not a huge Nintendo fanboy, but I'm pretty sure that was a GameCube remake.
And no, it was an up-res.
And it was absolutely better on a GameCube.
It was better because of the controller.
Yeah,
it was
a shitty-ass controller.
That was the re-roll, like the pre-order bonus, right?
Was it Twilight Princess?
Yeah.
I have to complain about in Hardline. Is they're using the exact same code package as they have since Battlefield 3.
What do you mean code package?
Like the framework of the game. Insofar as the DirectX package, I had to go through the same thing.
I saw it running.
Yeah, I had to reinstall a distributable and uninstall my other monitors to get the game to run.
Well, you know, this is one of the curses of PC gaming. I have to fucking update my DXX gamepad control package every time I install the new Walking Dead game.
That's why I'm eager to move back to console gaming.
Yeah.
I moved on to PC because, like, the tail end of the console generation, it was not cutting it anymore. But now I am happy to be on Xbox and PS4.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's a game that's not on the consoles yet, I usually try to play it on consoles. I think my big things right now is like speedrunners and Hearthstone, stuff like that. But it's console exclusive stuff I play there. Everything else, I don't know. Well, what do you guys think of Destiny? Because I was
you mean Halo?
No,
I only played about an hour of it.
So I played about 3 hours on Saturday with a friend, and I was underwhelmed.
I wasn't underwhelmed because I wasn't expecting a ton.
Well, this is like the game.
It is basically what I thought.
It's an alpha. It's very light.
Well, even that.
It's a beta, though.
It is a beta, though, yeah.
It's a limited section of a game, and I don't know what it's trying to do. If it's trying to be a Diablo, then they did a piss-poor job of debuting it, because we just ran around and picked up the same beacons telling us to do different things in the same areas of the game. So that kind of sucks.
I would actually liken it most to a combination of the game Warframe, which is out on PS4 right now.
You mentioned that on Twitter.
And Warhammer Online.
Oh, interesting.
WoW actually ended up doing a lot of what Warhammer Online did.
Well, it's pretty much WoW, right? With a gun.
Yeah, kind of. It's like Borderlands MMO.
Well, I mean, everybody does the Borderlands, but I wonder if some of that Borderlands comparison is just because the fact it has a gun with loot elements.
Well, and it's lower number of people, and it's like the public quest system of Warhammer Online, which is basically like matchmaking for your MMO.
Yeah, I mean, it had some fun moments when I played it, but then, you know, after a little while, the illusion wears off, and you're like, well, shit, I'm just running around picking up like fetch quests in the same areas I have been. So, I mean, I'm hoping this world is a shit ton bigger than what it is right now.
Yeah, that's another problem I have with it is, like, doing actual MMO quests, even in first person, is no fun. Like, I'm not going to collect six of something is not a fun way to spend a day.
Right, and that was because we were like, okay, we did this one thing, and then now it's like, okay, go to the next beacon. It's another fetch quest or an observation quest, because you're going to stand on the top of a hill, which is even dumber than you just stand there for 30 seconds and you complete the quest.
But it is pretty.
No, it's pretty. Well, you know, it's pretty, but it's not next gen pretty. I'm current just gen. It's not.
Those are my thoughts about Battlefield Hardline.
Next gen ended 6 months ago.
No, I agree, because I've been wanting to say that as well. It's not current gen pretty. Right. It's not last gen PC pretty. Right. Put it that way.
Yeah, It's not 2 years ago PC pretty.
But I agree, but I think the vistas,
they're gorgeous.
Top of the line.
So
let's
not dive too deep into the meta of the actual games, but you know I want to kind of get some of your guys' thoughts on stuff that came out of E3, things that you liked and things you didn't like, or things that you were looking forward to, I should say, and just your general opinion. So I'll lead off with where I kind of closed last episode for the listeners, which was I was so bummed out. Monday night ended, I thought, well, thanks, guys. I guess I'll just go home now because there's nothing coming out this year. You know, Xbox has just a fucking Master Chief Collection. Woo, great. I have all those games already. It's another Battlefield game. Oh, great. Another Battlefield game. And, you know, it's another Forza game. Oh, great. Another Forza game. Oh, it's Little Big Planet, which is coming out for PS3 and PS4. Oh, great. Another Little Big Planet game. It was a
Sunset
lot of...
Sunset Overdrive.
Sunset Overdrive. So, hold on. So
hang on a second. What we need
that
to,
was my that was what I was negative
figure
about.
Out these indie games, because I don't think even they know when they're being released right now.
No, indie games don't, because we're still waiting on indie games from last year. The PS4 launch games to show up. But that was my mood coming out of Monday night was, you know what, this year's a bust. There's nothing coming out this year that interests me. Everything they announced that looked really cool was 2015. It's like, all right, well, great. You know, I don't want remakes and rehashes to sell a console. And so I was pretty bummed on Monday night. And then Tuesday morning,
I think you and I are going to be opposites here.
Okay. And then Tuesday morning, you know, the Nintendo stuff. I think Zelda was what did it for me, because I wasn't expecting a Zelda. And Eric, I owe you a drink or whatever, because you called it. You said there would be a Zelda announcement. And ended up, you know, after that, I was able to get onto the show floor and start taking a look at games like Sunset Overdrive and The Crew, which looks really good. And what's Sony's racing game? Drive Club.
Hashtag Drive Club.
Yeah, and some of
hashtag
the other
launch title.
And so the and trying out the stuff that's coming out this year. And by the end of the show, I was really excited for October, right? October is basically the month that everything's coming out.
Specifically the 27th and the last Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, the 7th and the last Tuesday.
Yeah, the 7th and the last Tuesday,
There's like two $300 days easily for us.
You look at the release schedule and you're like, guys, seriously, we are going through August, September where there is nothing. Jack and shit.
There's one
out.
Game coming out that's
Madden.
Worthwhile.
Madden.
Destiny. Game. Destiny is coming out September.
Yeah, okay.
Madden's just another Madden. After playing Madden's it, it's just another Madden. So it's, you know, but like I said, after playing all this stuff, I thought, wow, I'm actually getting more and more excited for the stuff that's coming out this year. It looks like it's going to be a quality year. I mean, a quality month in October. But then I'm going to wait. You know, 2015 is really the stuff that, because there were a lot of stuff that was playable on the show floor that was coming early 2015 that I got the chance to play. And 2015 looks to be, like, from January until April is going to be freaking unbelievable. With new releases.
I'm like super excited for all of the yearly releases though this year.
Really?
Yeah, like between Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed, I guess mostly those two. Both those like showed really good.
They played really well. Good. They played well. I didn't play Call of Duty.
Assassin's Creed showed amazingly.
Yeah.
After Call of Duty last year, which I gave like 3 stars maybe. Mm-hmm. I think
the actual words were it says Call of Duty. Oh, it was Call of Duty ass Call of Duty is what you were saying.
Yeah, that is my feelings on it still. Like it was not a good game. It was them spending, you know, as little money as they could to put out a game.
Yeah.
But this year
yeah,
it's great. It's a new studio working on it, 3-year dev cycle instead of 2. They showed some cool things in that trailer.
Yep.
Still like semi-skeptical.
The behind closed door stuff that they are showing us was really cool. Really cool. I'm looking forward to that one. I'm totally looking forward to Assassin's Creed. I'm personally not huge in the co-op
I lied. It did not look good, but the interviews and stuff I heard afterwards,
so
they said the right things.
So that was my
except
mood.
Except for that one guy.
Except for that. Yeah, I saw that one thing. So that was my mood coming out of the show. So let's kind of get just an overall mood about this year and about 2014 and 2015. And Eric, you said that you were going to be the opposite of me, but maybe we're actually kind of thinking.
Well, I was a little bit down on the rest of the days as opposed to, like, I was super excited after the press conference day. I thought everyone except for EA, like, had a really strong showing.
Yeah.
I call bullshit on the Siege still, even though like that was playable.
And it played pretty well. It played really well.
Yeah.
But, it was like, really
if that
fun.
If that's literally the only thing they have in that game though, none of us will know.
Yeah, that's true. Right, right.
And you know, but it's like everything else still looked good. Even what EA showed, you know, it looked good, but you know, we're looking at 2015, 2016 for most of those games.
You didn't see anything. We didn't see anything from Star Wars.
They're like, oh, hey, here's a real time render being shot off screen onto this monitor. I'm like, yeah, thanks guys. This is really fucking good press conference material.
Yeah. So,
giggling in the background.
I have a giggler in the background. Hold on 1 second. This is where I get into daddy mode. Close the door and go to bed.
No, ask her what she thought of E3.
The Pokemon.
Oh, jeez. She hears me talking. She's wide awake right now. Sorry, but she's just giggling in the background. Is that kind of your vibe of the overall show from where you were, Eric?
But the rest of the days, you know, it was a lot of games that either had tenuous release dates or that just didn't look good. What's that Itagaki game?
Devil's Third?
Devil's Third, yeah, that looks terrible. Mm-hmm. And I was looking forward to it up till.
Up until we actually saw it. And you're just like, I guess it wasn't.
Shout out to like the GameSpot dudes because they were running two shows the entire time. Mm. And there's like 8 hours each day. And they had just about every single game of any worth on there. And I'm excited for Evolve too, but I think I'm going to have to get hands on with that before I can make anything of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked for Evolve. Just I didn't get a chance to play that PAX, but so Tom, what did you think, Tom? Just from where you were. By the way, do your hands still hurt from all the setting the side questing record of posts in one day? I think it was 34 you had in one day.
Yeah, that was rough. I was just tearing them out.
So what did you think of the overall show just from where you were?
Like everyone's saying, it seems like a lot of stuff that I'm trying not to get too excited about because it's so far off.
Mm-hmm.
Like I find it really hard to get hyped for a lot of stuff that's coming out this year because there's not a lot coming out this year. I'm looking at a release calendar and there's like a real handful.
I think there's plenty.
October.
Even fewer for things that are just coming out for new consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I don't care about that. Like, I just want a good place to play good games. I don't care where they're available.
But see,
I just want to justify these $1,350 in boxes.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
My TV.
Exactly.
I guess I don't really care about that. I didn't buy them for the games. Like, I bought them for the experiences. Like that $1,000, like I spent more on my production PC than I did on both these consoles combined. So at that point, you kind of look at things in a different perspective. As Dally goes into daddy mode.
Jeez.
Chasing kids around.
Yeah, she's still out there, huh?
like the biggest like ball buster was Battlefront 3 or whatever they're actually calling it.
I don't even know why they bothered showing anything on that.
More news in spring 2013 or 2015.
Yeah, like, it's not even like any solid stuff. It's like, yo, we'll bring this back up.
This is the most asinine thing I have ever seen in this industry. Is hey, we're gonna wait like 8 months to show you more on this game.
I don't know. I was really impressed to see that Microsoft really did double down on just showing nothing but games in that conference.
That was really good. Yeah,
yeah, they had a good tone.
Yeah, that's kind of my my thumbs up and thumbs down for them. I'll get to that when it's my turn though.
Yeah, I was.
I mean, I like the fact that they went hard on the games because you know after their Microsoft 180 almost a year ago to the day. That they kind of spun things around and went, I don't know if it's the new person in charge or what, that they
just I actually think it is 1 year to the day.
It is, yep.
But I don't know if it's who's in charge now or what, but...
Phil Spencer.
Yeah, well, I know who's in charge. I was saying, I don't know if that's the thing or they're just like, we need to like fucking double down this year at the games conference and show games. And it's really reminiscent, and we talked about it last time I was on the podcast about, it's really reminiscent of what they did 2 years ago and said... They kind of divided their hour and a half in half and said, we're going to show you the shit that's coming out this year, and then we're going to show you the stuff that's coming out in the next year or two. And that's kind of how they divided the press conference up. I don't think the words app, entertainment, or connect.
They did not say smart glass once.
Nope. Smart glass is dead.
Nope.
Connect is almost dead.
I used to play Madden tonight. It's still alive and well.
It's alive and well in your house.
Yes. Hey.
Yeah, but also, no, on the show floor, smart glass is basically dead on the show floor.
Which is sad because I think smart glass is one of the better things they had going.
And Kinect. Kinect is basically dead. They're like a lot of the folks were yanking Kinect out of their games. And
Smart glass would have been good if they had any kind of content creation for it.
Sure.
They did. Game of Thrones was one of the best uses.
Oh, that was a really good.
That was like one thing out of all of the shows. Like that was the only one that really did anything worthwhile with it.
Well, when Microsoft's creating it all themselves, it's kind of what happens. But
yeah, well, that's my point.
I think overall, like I said, I think Microsoft had a great show. Me personally, because I do use my Xbox for other things, and I'm not so hell-bent on them hammering home the fact that it's a game system. I know it is. I wish they'd have touched on a couple key apps a little bit more, but I mean, they kind of they kind of seeded all that stuff before the show. They put out that list of like,
yeah, like 35 apps that are coming.
Yeah, I mean, HBO's coming, all that stuff. I really wanted a NFL announcement. I think that's still going to come a little bit closer to the season. Probably in August, we'll get some kind of thing from them announcing their continued partnership with the NFL. I liked Sunset Overdrive. I thought that was a good way to get the show really going. I thought that
Trailer was great.
Great trailer. Yeah, I thought that trailer was great.
It was pretty sweet.
It was whimsical.
Yes, I think Hardline, sadly for it, I mean, it leaked, because if not, I think that would have been a good thing, like a good like boost for EA, especially if it works.
That was in all three conferences, Hardline? One of the games was in all three conferences. Well, maybe it was Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
Probably Assassin's Creed.
Well, no, Assassin's Creed was not in Sony's,
okay,
because that was a big flip-flop this year. Usually they show on Sony's.
I like the direction that PGA Golf's going now that they don't have a title sponsor, if you will, anymore. They don't have
that looks so goofy.
I don't know. I mean, I like
Battlefield Golf.
No, yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. I like playing EA Golf, well, Tiger Woods Golf, and it's fun. And I like playing in Scotland and all that shit. But I thought that trailer of them playing in the Isles with a ship crashing in, which is, I mean, it's somewhere else. It's something to break up, you know, your standard golf game, and you just throw something goofy in there.
Well, yeah, when me, you, and Scott bearing down on 18 holes, like, it can get a little bit tedious.
Right. Well, now, oh, shit, I'm going to make it over the battleships and see what you do. I mean,
this because, like, this is a tangent, but in the past, like, three golf games, they put all of, like, those fantasy courses behind a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, hey, come spend $5 for the Predator course in the middle.
Well, but I don't know how much that was based on the fact that they had a legitimate like sports figure. Like, okay, we're gonna do this game, and like the base game's got to be, you know, kind of structured and golf
like. Probably like none. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I
mean, Cyber Tiger Man.
Well, but so I thought that was a good game. I think Middle Earth might be the sleeping giant of the show,
yeah,
based on the way everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, yep. Everyone's talking. Like, I could not have been less interested going in.
Going in, right? I
really want to check that game out.
I guess I just still, I've heard a ton of people talk about that game. I just still don't know what it is, really.
It's basically Arkham Middle Earth. Arkham,
right? And that's what I've heard. I've heard like some time passage. I think it's going to fall along the lines with like Evolve, which it's you're going
to need to get your hands on
it to really see what it is. I mean, other than that, I mean, everybody had a good show.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no surprises. Nobody had a great show. Right. Nobody's no, like there was no, at no point that we were all like texting back and forth like, oh my god, did you see this? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yep, that's a check.
Like one of the best looking things I saw was Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yeah, I mean, and that kind of went under the radar as far as most people talking. Yeah.
Cuphead, to me, Cuphead looked wonderful.
Cuphead, I lost my damn.
Yeah, you lost your mind on that one. You're like, I remember you messaging me, can I get Cuphead up? I'm like, okay, you can put up the post right away.
Yeah, I need to look back through my Twitter feed because I'm pretty sure I tweeted about that game like last October when I found a trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, didn't Sony show that at the last E3?
No, not Cuphead.
No.
I saw that trailer. I saw a trailer of that.
Like Eric said, that leaked sometime last year. That trailer, yeah, or was posted by them, and it was just so under the radar.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a 1950s, 60s like Steamboat Willie type.
Steamboat Willie.
Yeah. So,
something color.
Yeah, totally. So okay. So I agree with everybody. I think we're actually all kind of speaking the same thing that there may be enough stuff this fall to keep us occupied, whether we're clearing out our backlogs like Tom and I will be, since there's nothing coming out until September.
Well, I think that's more to Tom's point. I mean, if your friend came to you right now and said, should I buy an Xbox or a PS3 for $100, literally $100 for almost a new one, or should I drop $400 on a new console, what would you tell them?
I would tell them stick with the old consoles for now.
So yeah. I think that's the problem that we're running into at this point.
Yeah, I definitely. Straight up told someone that last week.
I read a couple interviews by like the heads of Sony and Microsoft's gaming, and you know they're all talking about, you know, the long tail on supporting the last generation. I think that's going to be something that comes back and bites them in the ass.
I totally agree.
The generation was so long that there's such a huge install base. Plus, you're going to have millions more of each console sold while this new console is going on each side, that third parties are going to be they cannot help themselves at this point just to keep pushing as much as they can.
No, I mean, it'll last just like it did last generation.
PS2
had 120 million systems in the wild.
That's fine.
And but after 2 years, they quit supporting it like across the board.
Well, first off, that's bullshit because they put out a FIFA game like a year ago for PS2. Yes,
like there's like five total games that came out.
But that's what I'm saying, PS2. Though, I bet that there's major support for the next 5 years. For
those I don't think so. It will not happen. So. The studios aren't spending money in a way like that for that to happen as it is. Like, money's getting tighter. They're not going to be able to support it.
That's exactly the reason they're going to support it. There's so many consoles that
because they're making up the money on getting publishing deals and publishing partnerships with the major manufacturers.
If they weren't just after that easy money, I can't see Destiny spending all that time and money as a next gen or current gen title, as you corrected me earlier, to go to past gen. I mean, what was how much of these benchmark new IPs last gen were split platform?
Not many. There weren't many IPs last gen.
That like were everything Activision, but other than that, not much.
Yeah, right, exactly. EA and Activision. That was
Just Cause.
I mean, Fight Night wasn't split.
Take the sports.
Fight Night round first off.
What's that?
I will defer to you, but I think you're wrong.
I think it came out later because I'm pretty sure I played that on PS.
Because that was a a visual.
Oh yeah,
force for 360. Well, I mean,
like that didn't prevent them from going back. But the same thing like is happening already. Like, and people aren't buying the new games on the old consoles.
Correct.
Wolfenstein sold less on old consoles than it did on new.
Titanfall sold less.
Like, it's already like people, the console numbers are with the old system, but the popularity is with the new one.
So you got to think of what they're using the old systems for. Is that they're using them for their Netflix and Blu-ray. I mean, that's really what people are using these older systems for, and that's why. One of the reasons that the gaming industry is in a recession. I mean, we've seen the sales numbers go down because people are going to mobile, they're going to PC. Console game sales they're plummeting because people are finding other things to do with their consoles, which is great for the manufacturers, but not great for games. I mean, we haven't seen multi-million sellers like we used to.
Both consoles had record all-time launches, so...
No, that's different. I'm talking about the older consoles.
Well, I mean, Watch Dogs sold like 4 million units.
Yeah, so, exactly. Mean, yep, across
the... Well, I think a lot of that now is everybody's in flux. We've had such stability in the console market for the last 10 years almost that now, I mean, even to this day, when me and Eric are like, all right, Team Joy, where are we going to play? I don't buy games now, not because I don't want to play the game. I don't know which freaking console to buy the damn game.
Exactly.
I mean that's been a problem since this new generation launched, like Battlefield, Watch Dogs. I'm like, I didn't buy Watch Dogs just for the simple fact. The only reason I was going to play it mainly was for the online component, and it was so split down the middle that I need to find out which side everybody's going to land on first before I buy an online game.
Speaking of which, I'd be curious to see right now the numbers of what people are. What multiplayer games are being played on next-gen consoles most? I don't think there hasn't been anything published as to like what the peak multiplayer games are. Has
it's got to be Battlefield and Titanfall.
I probably put Call of Duty above Battlefield.
Probably, but
yeah,
Call of Duty did a little something weird in that they removed the ticker for the current gen release. Like, it shows how many people are online.
Sure.
So I'm willing to buy it, though it's like at 50,000 daily at max, which is, you know, pitiful.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I don't know what people are playing. I couldn't tell you.
I think a large number of people are playing the free to play games on PS4.
I wouldn't doubt
Netflix. A lot of people playing Netflix and TV. I see a lot of that pop up.
The Netflix games and the TV games.
Yeah,
the two biggest things I use my Xbox for are TV and WWE Network.
I've got to get a remote for the Xbox One because once I finally get my remote for the Xbox One, the Xbox 360 will be able to be put into hibernation.
Oh, that new Xbox One remote is pretty hot. Like
the little tiny little thing.
Yeah, and it's motion activated.
Oh, is it really? So you pick it up and what?
Yeah, and it kicks on the backlight and all that stuff.
Oh, that's really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it at Best Buy, so maybe I'll have to. Cause I want to get one of those for the. I want to get one for the Xbox One and the PS4, so I can retire the last gen stuff forever.
Okay. I can't retire them until someone releases an HBO app.
Yeah, well, it's coming to Xbox One, right?
Yeah, it is coming to Xbox One. They did that. Was one of the things they announced in that.
And then they'll come to PS4
like, by the end of the year, though.
They gave that for all of them because they don't want to like undershoot any of them. But a lot of the
they'll be staggered.
I'm developers sure. came out and said like. A month for most of them.
Yeah, I mean, this has been Microsoft's ongoing strategy for the last couple of years. They underpromise and overdeliver when it comes to release dates and apps and things like that. They're very vague and usually hit above or quicker than.
So my thing with the Xbox Remote is, when I lose it like halfway under a couch cushion, can the Kinect tell me where it is?
Oh, good point. Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt that. I don't know if it has a speaker in it.
Like, why can't I say, find my remote and it starts like blinking the light at least on the backlight?
I just
use that. That would take a smarter, Kinect to do that.
I really wish you could ping remotes. I mean, the PS4 has a damn speaker in the thing. I mean, why can't you
have RFID on my remote just in case I lose
it? That's not a bad idea. Find it with my phone. That's not a bad idea. Okay. So we talked general mood. Let's talk about, the games that were most excited about releasing this year, and then the ones we're most excited about releasing next year. So for this year, what are you guys most excited about?
Sunset Overdrive?
Yeah.
Sunset Overdrive.
What about you, Eric?
Depends on what's coming out of the indie stuff. If I don't think Inside is this year. Was that in the 2015?
No, I don't think it's this year. I think it's 2015, yeah.
Okay. But Ori and the Blind Forest was 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Cuphead, I think, was 2014.
2015.
Yeah.
Was it? Are you sure?
Tom knows that one. Tom called the review for that one already. So.
Yeah, like, it just depends on all this, like, stuff in flux. Like, Below is 2014.
Of the games you know about right now, Eric, and with the dates, what game?
Probably the Master Chief Collection.
Oh wow! So you want to? You just want a remake? Is what you're?
He was looking for anything not to say Sunset Overdrive.
Sunset Overdrive looks like super dope to me, but I'm not faithful in those guys anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really want to play a lot of Halo multiplayer since I haven't done that in like 3 years. Where else is a good place to do it?
All right, so a quick aside, because I forgot to ask Dally about this when we were going through the show. You were at the Microsoft press conference.
Yep.
How much fist pumping was going on during that batshit insane Dead Rising 3 DLC super there ultra?
There wasn't fist bumping going on, but people were definitely laughing at and how insane it was. And it was really funny. And then, of course, they followed up with, and this, you can download it right now. I wouldn't call it fist bumping, but there was definitely a good, people were psyched, just a bonkers crazy type of stuff, which you want to see. You want to see bonkers crazy games every once in a while.
When I saw that watching the live stream, like, fucking Capcom just won the show with the DLC that nobody knew about.
All right. So for me, you know, it's hard to pinpoint one game. I think I'm going to be, what I do every year is I try to like pick one game per month that I'm really hyped about and then filter back.
So June is clearly Pushmo World, right?
Yeah, the only game coming out in June.
Came out today.
That's right. That came out today. I can't wait. I should download that. I love the 3DS games.
That came out today?
That came out today, yeah. So I'd say probably September for me is going to be Destiny. That'll be the game I'm playing September. October will be either Sunset Overdrive or Mordor.
Evolve.
Yeah, I'm probably going to choose Mordor only because I'm...
Single player?
Yeah, I'm very much in a single player. And then November will be Smash Brothers, and December will be Captain Toad. But out of all those, God, it's hard. I got to find out what Destiny's going to be like single player-wise, because I'm not... You guys know me. I am not about being connected.
I have no interest in playing like an MMO type game.
Yeah, like, exactly. Totally true. I want to play a game like that, single player, experience the world, experience the story.
Yeah, I'm going to get you on the internet and find you some friends, maybe a group together.
What's this Twitter you guys have? I just don't like games where I'm going to get slaughtered by people. I wish they had like a FPS for babies games out there that I could like Muppet Babies FPS. That way I can play that. Although that would probably get too hardcore too quick. I guess Sunset Overdrive totally is a great game too for me. I'm not like geeked about any one specific game over that, you know, over the fall. And then maybe that's just for me, that's the fault of E3 this year. Cause usually there's like that one, fuck, I gotta have this fucking game. But there wasn't that this year, you know?
Yeah, my two are like definitely Sunset Overdrive and Evolve. I mean, just because Evolve's pedigree coming from the makers of
Left 4 Dead
and just the 4-on-1 nature, and I think it could have a lot of replayability. And if they have any kind of that AI sense that the original Left 4 Dead was so acclaimed for, I think.
And they're promoting that game really well. They're doing a lot of great. I mean, they're taking it on tour. They've had the big booth at PAX East, big booth at E3. It'll be at Gamescom. It'll be at San Diego Comic Con as well, I think. Probably
that New York game Comic-Con. It's already being advertised on Raw every single week, like three or four times.
So
and then, the game's like 2 months off. Come on.
Well, and then like I said, you know, coming from my background in games is the exact opposite of yours. I mean, unless I'm just like in love with the game, if I'm not playing online with my friends, I'd rather just do something else. I mean, that's my thing. I mean, if we're not playing online together, then I might as well just do something single player, like read a book. Because that's my single player game. So five people playing against one person, or four against one. I mean, that's a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. The five's a manageable number of people to get together. I mean, that's kind of where our Battlefield game started falling apart. Like, you have too many people for one team, and then not enough for two teams. Yeah.
So,
well, and it didn't help that on the 360, whenever you'd get a full party, it would start to randomly boot people.
Yeah.
That was always fun.
Yeah. So the big bunch of the news that broke of things we didn't know or things that got pushed back were 2015, right? So there's 2015, there's, you know, obviously Arkham Knight got pushed back, The Order got pushed back, and there were a bunch of other games that got pushed back. I can't, off the top of my head, I don't 100% know, but can't remember. But so 2015, what is exciting you guys? Because 2015 looks like a phenomenal year. If everything
Before
comes out.
Before we get into that,
can I say what I'm like psyched for 2014?
Sure. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I really want to take Alien Isolation into the Rift, especially since
the new one. That's coming out this year, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. The Rift demo wasn't the full game, and they might not even make that game Rift compatible in the end.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
Although, yeah, people were freaking out about that at the Rift area, trying it out. That game looks great, too.
Yeah, that game looks crazy. What were you saying?
Eric, you were going to say something?
I was going to say, before we get into positive stuff, The Order, I went into it as one of my most anticipated games, and I thought it looked like absolute shit after E3.
That demo looked like dog butts.
Like, not even, like, I mean, obviously the visual quality was up there, but everything they were saying about that game is, well, I guess we're making a game because that's what we know how to do. We really want to make this about the story first.
They didn't seem visually focused. They didn't seem excited about it. Yeah, they didn't seem as excited about it.
And then I looked at it, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? This absolutely shows. It looks like you're making a mediocre third-person shooter that is going to be 2.5 hours long and all sorts of sizzle and no steak.
It's basically FPS Uncharted is what I was hearing with werewolves. Will that work? I don't know. I wasn't getting a great vibe from that either. Maybe that's one of the advantages of pushing it back, is they need to make these tweaks. And I'm going to assume that the stuff they showed at E3 right now was all stuff that they had planned to show prior to the, the announcement of it getting delayed, and hopefully they're pushing more to tweak the game, because it seemed like it needed some tweaks. It wasn't exciting.
Yeah, they're gonna tighten up the graphics on level three.
Level three, right? Yeah. Anything else about 2014 before we move on to 2015?
Yeah, Far Cry, obviously.
Far Cry, that looked that Far that Cry, played that, great. That played great.
The demo was fucking mind blowing.
Yeah, awesome. I keep forgetting that game is coming out too. Yeah, it's gonna give me another fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because you keep going down the list. Oh yeah, then there's Far Cry. Oh yeah, then there's this. Oh, then there's that. Oh,
Dragon Age.
Oh yeah. Oh shit. Shit. So you start to realize, oh yeah, there are quite a few things coming up. I just wish they were spaced out better. Just wish they were spaced out better.
So goddamn dumb.
Yeah, it's that may be the issue where why we don't think that there's a lot coming out. Why I felt so bummed was because coming in October, and I wasn't hearing anything coming September, coming December, coming November. It was just
Like the last day of September when Forza Horizon 2 comes out.
There's the one other game where you can drive a freaking Lamborghini Huracan, which is an on-road vehicle, you know, through grass and over hills. And
hey,
it's not a simulator, ass-tard.
Well,
okay.
If I had one, I'd probably do stupid stuff with that anyway because I have enough money to buy another one.
Yeah, it was
just that guy waiting for GTA 6 to finally come out so you can hear all the masterful tuned.
No, it's for me. Yeah, well, when it comes to if you're gonna show me a real car, it better drive like a real car. That's why I love Forza. I like Forza 5 a lot.
So you're not playing video games at all, right?
No, I would rather have Forza Horizon with.
Explains so much of why Dally was dying in Hardline. They were getting cars to drive around in that turn on a dime.
That didn't function like they should, exactly. That may be it. It's like it's either going to be ultra realistic or not realistic. Okay, so 2015, again, lots of stuff was announced. What are you guys excited about for? And again, all these are going to be tentative. Oh, go ahead, Tom.
The funny part about all that is Mario Kart's his game of the year.
Go ahead.
I'm still wowed that we're talking about 2015 as a real year that's happening.
I know.
Yes,
right?
I thought that like five times. Like, man, it's almost here. I get my hoverboard in like 6 months. I assume they're just going to be handing those out as all New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's what happens, right? Yeah, yeah. So that's how we're going to celebrate New Year's Eve is on the hoverboards.
Well, and I think a lot of that's because our generation was the generation that graduated high school right before we hit the 2000 mark.
Mm-hmm. Or way before 2000.
Or you shouldn't be grouping us all into the same age bracket.
John, you and I are the ones that graduated high school before 2000.
Oh, damn it.
So,
you're like a full decade older than we are.
we need to edit this
correct.
Podcast.
That is correct. Eric, how old are you, Eric?
I am 24, almost 25.
Oh, shit.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm older than all of you guys.
No, fuck you, Eric. There's no way you're 24, He's almost 25. 24. We drank together like true. 4 years ago.
Shh. Eric's been drinking since the first pack somehow.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So again, these aren't dates. I wouldn't call any of these dates solid because stuff will slip as usual. But I'm gonna right now put my hopeful
go,
hat on.
Go console maker by console maker, one exclusive each.
Okay, that's a good idea. One exclusive each, which gets you excited, and then the third party. What third party stuff?
Yep.
All right. So who wants to lead off with their exclusives first?
I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Yarn Yoshi.
Okay.
For Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I want to say Halo 5 for Microsoft,
mm-hmm.
but I think I'm going to say Phantom Dust.
Oh, wow.
Even though it's another remake. I love that game.
Yeah.
That game is a decade. That game is as old as the age bracket between me and John.
Fuck you.
Tom, or Sony. What about Sony for you?
There's a right answer for this.
There's only one answer.
There's one right answer, which is No Man's Sky, but it also seems like a cop out.
That's coming to PC as well.
That's true, but so it might not be
console exclusives though.
Bloodborne is the proper answer.
No, that's not right,
man.
It's not. You weren't close to right.
Uncharted.
No, because Uncharted 3 was crap.
Well, Uncharted 4 will hopefully be good.
Yeah. And if we're going on tentative dates,
mm-hmm.
Then for third parties, I'm going to say StarCraft II Legacy of the Void.
They'll never be released.
That's going to be like two more years.
Yeah.
But I'll say Cyberpunk.
Okay. Tom, what about you?
I'm going to go Bloodborne for Sony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Scalebound for Microsoft. Okay.
That's not going to make the date.
I know that's not, but... I can dream, can I?
A girl can dream.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to say Mario Maker.
Okay.
I'm pretty psyched for.
That was fun also. Yeah.
I was going to say I would say Zelda, but there's no chance.
There's no chance it's coming out.
Any hell that it's going to be 2015.
Although that there's demo was so sick. That demo was awesome. Just gorgeous.
And for third party, I'm probably going to say Witcher 3.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Jesus. Man, The Witcher 3, The Division, like...
so good.
Everything's coming out in 2015, Jeez. Guys. God, now you know why I was so... Now you know why I was so down on Monday night.
I watched that Division trailer, like, so many... Like, that game demo so many times, because that intersection outside of Madison Square Garden is spot on, with the exception of one subway entrance where it's not supposed to be.
I keep thinking, like, whenever I think about 2014, I'm like, yeah, there's a ton of great games coming out this year. It's gonna be awesome. But then I started thinking about 2015... Like, oh shit, man. There's so much stuff we have to wait for.
What about, John, what about you?
This is 2015.
Yep.
Like, fantasies?
Yep.
All right, well, the first two are easy, and you guys have already shot the shit out of them.
Well, Last Guardian, right?
Yeah, no. Because my sad part is I'm not excited about shit right now other than No Man's Sky.
Okay.
And really...
Get off my lawn!
I know, it's the only I know, and I wanted to find something better because you already made a big hubbaloo about it, but, I mean, of all the console exclusives, I mean, really, that's the only thing I'm any kind of interested in. Zelda would be great if it actually happens.
If it actually happens.
The game that's never going to happen.
You know, if any company could pour more fucking water on their property and dilute it outside of Nintendo, I think Square Enix is fucking mastered that.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, I don't care.
I just want to... Once again,
I'm going to make up games that I expect, that I hope to see in 2013 or 2015, and these will be them. We'll go Microsoft exclusive because we know how much Valve loves Microsoft. I'm going to go with Left 4 Dead 3. That'll be my game of...
I don't know, after Linux.
Maybe. Okay, maybe that Linux thing doesn't work out for them and they still want to make a little bit of money on their games on the consoles, then we'll go with that.
Especially now that two different makers of Steam boxes have pulled out and said, we're not going to ship these with SteamOS, that's going to have to be added on by you.
Yeah, so we'll go with that. Like the fucking console manufacturers or the PC manufacturers won't add a free operating system. Kind of tells you a little something about that. Yeah. And then a third party in 2015, I still have my fingers crossed. I'm going to go with a Bad Company 3.
Okay.
I know they have this. They said they were not going to annualize the Battlefield.
The main Battlefield.
Which is fine because I consider the main Battlefield part of Bad Company. So this Hardline is a one-off. They're not annualizing it, but that still leaves them leeway to release another game next year and then not in 2016. Those will be mine.
Oh, okay. Shit, I forgot about Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, we don't know if that's actually coming out in 2015 either.
But they already sold a beta for what, like $20?
They do that, though. That was the Gran Turismo prologue, right? GT5 prologue.
That game's coming out before the end of next year, though, is what they've said.
Yeah, we'll see.
I actually think that will hit. I think they'll hit in May.
Oh, wow. If that happens, I don't know. What else would Konami show off next year than at E3? They might not even bother showing up.
The next Metal Gear, they'll just sell it.
We shipped this game a month ago. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, plenty of time. All right, so I'm going to say, let's see, manufacturer. For Microsoft, I'm going to lean towards Halo, Halo 5, only because that's the big, that's the big game. I don't know when Quantum Break is ever going to come out. Whatever that game is going to be.
Probably next year since they're going to be talking about that.
They went completely
right around Last Guardian.
It's Last Guardian territory. So they're completely silent on that. So,
But they're going to be talking about that at Gamescom. So
I hope so. I hope so.
And plus next year, that would be like 5 years and change after Alan Wake.
Yep.
And they tend to take about 5 years for all their games. Sure.
For Sony, I'm going to say Uncharted 4 because I am a huge Uncharted fan. Uncharted fan. I love Uncharted. I liked 3. I didn't think 3 was bad at all. There were some issues, but I thought it was better than
How did you not pick No Man's Sky?
Because here's my fear with No Man's Sky. It is so it's so ambitious. I don't like The premise is awesome. You're gonna land on a planet. The planet's gonna self-populate with just unique creatures, and then you're gonna fly from planet to planet, and you're gonna fly in space, and you're gonna shoot ships. And hey, it's being made by like a group of 12 people, so you're gonna have it's 12 now. They've added a few folks on there. So you're gonna have the blue dinosaur, the red dinosaur, the pink dinosaur, the pink dinosaur spots. I think that is going to be the level of variation.
My bigger concern is it gets Titanfall. It had so much hype. Titanfall was not a bad game. If it wouldn't have been hyped, if it had like come out of nowhere, it'd still be being talked about right now.
Sure.
It was so hyped as the system saver and the game of the new generation that it crumpled under the pressure of that moniker.
They put so many eggs in that basket, though.
Yeah, they did.
And I'm pretty sure Dolly and myself both walked into a Best Buy or some thing and just picked up a Titanfall Xbox One off the stack.
That's what I did. There were stacks of them. Dude,
I enjoy that game. I mean, I really enjoy that game because, I mean, I'm not a great shooter at FPSs. So, I mean, Battlefield's usually my cup of tea or nothing because I can contribute in other ways other than just shooting people. Mm-hmm. And in Titanfall, I could still contribute via a couple different ways, either just by my mech, like distracting folks or popping out of my mech, letting them take down my mech while I take them out from behind. I mean, it was a really good game, and I cannot wait to see the 2.0 of that game, where
I hope they add a single player.
I think they'll add a single player. I think they will ditch last gen support, which will free them up to
hopefully go
full on into. A lot of the maps seem small. That's what I dealt with a lot. I don't know if it was the maps were small or the maps were small and there wasn't enough players.
Who knows?
I don't know if we need to get 64 players in there. I don't know what it is, but I really think once they're uncuffed from the last gen mentality that they'll really be able to bring their A game around.
So
back to No Man's Sky though, I think it's going to be interesting for like, if they don't pick up a lot more people, they're going to be the smallest team to ship a game that's going to be on retail discs in like a decade.
It could potentially.
Well, let me ask you this, because I heard this conversation on the podcast the other day. I wish I could remember which one, but I wonder if No Man's Sky is going to be the next generation's game, because I mean, like my son. I'm talking about of people, not of
console. You mean like the Minecraft?
Yes, the Minecraft game.
Minecraft.
Yep.
I mean, but like the people that don't need a set of instructions on how to play a game, don't need an end goal to play a game for hundreds of hours on end. I think
clearly already don't need that because we played like 100 hours of Minecraft together.
Mm-hmm. Right, but we're not.
All we played.
I couldn't. I tried so hard to get into Minecraft.
I think
a giant dick out of glass. I got everything out of this.
You solved Minecraft. More like Mineshaft, am I right, guys?
Well, for me and Eric, it was more of a. It was a communal gathering. It was like your water cooler. We'd sit around, play some Minecraft, have some beers, bullshit, and talk. Whereas, like the kids nowadays, to sound like the old fucker, like me and Eric were like on voice chat, video chat, doing this. Mm-hmm. They're not even like at best they got text chat going on, and they're like dedicated to doing these things and playing this game and having this joint experience with nothing more than the keyboard standing between them, and they're having a great time doing it. So I don't know if this is the next evolution of that. I mean, it's a first-person shooter exploration game that doesn't have a set goal or path. It's whatever you want to make of it. If that's your thing.
So then I'm going to say back to my list.
Let's
see. So those are Sony, Microsoft for Nintendo. Maybe a toss-up between Splatoon and Xenoblade. Splatoon, look, it was just a ton of fun, but I don't know any other modes besides what they showed off. So, and then Xenoblade's going to be massive, so it's going to be one of those two.
Not Bayonetta 2?
Bayonetta 2's coming out in October.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
No, it's definitely coming out in October. That game was essentially done.
I actually think that game is done.
Yeah, it might actually be done, yeah. And then for third parties, Batman looked amazing, and so did Mortal Kombat. So I'm going to lean toward Warner Brothers. Might have a lot of my money.
God,
next year.
I do. Both those Mortal Kombat.
Oh, except the only thing with Mortal Kombat is after. So we're in there, and we're watching the demo. You know, watching them play the game and stuff, and we're asking them questions and everything. And I'm asking. You know, it's just the guy's showing. Ed Boon is just showing like a guy get. So the scene that you saw of.
Was his face getting cut off?
Yeah. So it goes beyond what you saw in that Sony demo.
I heard that. Like, yeah. There's a couple extra seconds.
There's a couple extra seconds, and there's it gets super gory. And I'm like, I remember at one point just like turning to the person sitting next to me, and I'm like, have we reached the point right now, or am I just too old, where even this is like, seriously, guys? Do we really need to get to this point now? You know, it's so gory.
I don't think it's they're going further. I think it's more photorealistic than it was back then.
They're going further. Yeah. You're peeling somebody's face off and then you're blowing a hole in their chest. Ripping out hearts.
Oh, that's so good.
You go back to Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3. They did some outlandish shit. I think it's just the level of detail.
Because it was the Outlands, right?
Yeah, like three skulls and four rib cages. Like in the Super Nintendo games Genesis.
In the arcade games. But this was super, like, super gory. I'm still really excited for it because I loved Injustice. I love Mortal Kombat 9. It plays really well. And there's one scene where you're like in this little village area and there's this little old lady like selling stuff on the market and you can like pick her up and throw her like the background people, you can pick them up and throw them at your opponent, which is like, it's brilliant. I'm excited for that.
Nine was probably my top in my top five games of the year in 2013. Mm-hmm. And then watching that trailer where they were interacting, was it 2012?
Wait,
Mortal Kombat 9? It was 2011.
Yeah. 2011. Yeah, that's right. It was 2011.
That was a great game. And the single player is probably the best single player of any fighting game.
Yep.
Injustice
was actually pretty good, too. I like that.
Injustice wasn't bad, but I still like the way...
Sure, Mortal Kombat was better. Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 9, like, it weaved the cutscenes and the gameplay together so that once you're sitting there watching them... The fact that Johnny Cage wanted to beat up Sonya because she wouldn't go out with him...
By the way, their daughter is in Mortal Kombat 10.
Yeah, 25 years later, it's the goofiest goddamn thing.
So,
I think the way that they interacted with the environment, like you're talking about.
That edition is going to be really good for.
That's going to be in early 2015. April.
In probably April. I just hope that they include some of the cool stuff that we had in the 360 and PS3 versions, where you could kind of watch the other people play and.
Oh yeah, they need quarter mode. They need quarter match mode, like Street Fighter's been doing since Turbo.
I'm sure they will.
So, I mean, there's a ton of games. This was a very difficult list. If I said think off the top of my head, it's impossible because I keep remembering other games that are coming out in 2016.
I wish Star Citizen wasn't pushed into 2016.
Is it really in 2016 now? God, that game.
Yeah. But, that's my most interesting.
That's the game. Like, it's got like $1 billion raised.
essentially. So
I've put in like $200 on it already.
There you go. Jeez, Louise, Eric, you're part of the problem.
I totally am.
Yeah.
Have you designed your Star Cruiser yet?
Man, that's like a $13,000 thing.
Eric's doing that for Dreadnought.
I am.
Oh, and I didn't even bring up Dead Rising or Dead Island 2, which just that trailer alone told me. By the way, I want to give it was really cool to see during the press conferences and on the show floor, a lot of these mid-level publisher is kind of back, right?
Because they're more interesting.
Exactly. They're taking chances right now, like Deep Silver, Devolver Digital, Focus Home Interactive, CD Projekt Red. A lot of these folks are now, they're becoming these mid-level publishers. I'd almost put Deep Silver. They may be getting up there quicker with all the stuff they've picked up. But, they're doing some really cool stuff and they're really starting to push out. So that, to me, that is something really awesome to look forward to because they're not trying to sell millions and millions of copies like the other mid-tiers used to do. Now they're just like, here's some really cool niche games that you guys should try out. So, Eric is drawing something. I got, oh, cool, this is nice, I like this.
Wow, it actually moves around with you.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm kind of excited for a lot of the stuff that's coming out in 2015. So we'll see what happens at that point. Dick on my face. it's an elephant. It's an elephant trunk. I like the eye patch, Eric. This is pretty cool.
That's not me.
Game of the year. Google Draw. Hang on, Draw. Anyway, so anything else about E3? Just overall E3, are you guys happy with the direction E3 is going, which is, seems to be more digital, or do you guys still want to see the big hoopla event?
I like spectacle.
You like spectacle? So. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I have no problem with what it is. I think toning it down would be bad for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, I do just enjoy every manufacturer and publisher going out there and saying, like, flopping their dick onto the table and saying, this is what we got.
John, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going well, like I said, but I think in the future, I could see them opening it up, do a public facing show, maybe the last day, maybe the last 2 days, just to get a little bit of that that instant feedback to the developers and the publishers after their big press days,
which are
really just the conferences.
So the the big rumor, and this, I'm not breaking any news when I say this, but the rumor
breaking
that's been
news.
Breaking news. No, the rumors floating around the show floor and in back alleys of E3 was that the ESA isn't quite happy with what Los Angeles is doing to help them really bring the event there. And their contract runs out. I think 2016 is their last one under contract. Or 2015 might be the last one under contract. And it sounds like they're potentially evaluating going to different cities after that. Like New York, Anaheim.
Mission City.
Yeah, in New York, Anaheim. Oh, and I like that. Was it like a red nose I have on there? And Chicago or some names. Just man, people are tossing around as opportunities.
Yeah, but like none of those cities
development cities.
No, well, that there's no, like, there's not enough space. Like,
there is.
There's not enough, like, hotel space to accommodate, you know, 50,000 people flooding in on one weekend.
Well, look at Boston. Boston does it.
Boston does it. Seattle does it.
And both of those cities are, like, designed for that kind of thing.
So I wouldn't be surprised. I would hope that changes personally, just because I think everybody's getting sick of going to LA for E3.
Yeah, LA kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, sorry, people like, live in LA. But
it sucked for the time of year, but Tampa would be a good city for it.
Oh man,
Jacksonville would be good.
What, Cancun would be awesome. Anyone want to go to Hawaii for E3? Got an E3 in Hawaii would actually be pretty fucking awesome. But no, and especially if they're expecting a ton of, if they want to open it up to the public, which I really hope they do also, at least for a couple days, like 3 days, maybe that's the weekend thing. Maybe it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday to the public days. I mean, that would be huge for the publishers. But then at the same time, your booths would have to be very different, right? Because they're showing a lot of stuff that's, a lot of the things are aimed specifically at press and at retailers and buyers and stuff. So I think the content could change. But I hope I still do like the spectacle as well. I think that's a lot of fun. But at the same time, I think Eric is just getting butchered with this Google Draw. At the same time, I wouldn't mind if, like, and here's one awesome thing. What if Twitch did their own, like, online gaming conference where they just did, you know, they work with a bunch of publishers or the manufacturers or whatever, and just did like a week's worth of live streaming and game announcements and interviews from different locations. I think that could actually be kind of cool.
I don't know. I don't like change.
You don't like change. If you know what, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Twitch. if they're going to do anything cool. And because they did own E3 this year.
Until they get bought by YouTube, Google.
By Google. So any last...
they just get shut down.
Yeah, there you go. Last words about E3. What you guys looking forward to next year? You guys happy with E3 this year? Are you getting bored with E3?
Nope, no, nope. I still love it. And yes, yes, no.
Okay.
That's the order.
I'm going to go no, no, yes.
Yeah. All right.
John hates everything.
I'm getting... just this was my sixth E3, I think, so I'm starting to wear on me a little bit. I think there wasn't any hardware announced this year, so that's why it was...
Well, it was like one of the first ones in a while where there was no like new hardware. Like there was always either like a new handheld or some sort of...
I agree.
I'm glad it wasn't a hardware year, though. It meant for a lot of games.
Yeah, yeah.
Granted, like... the fact that 2015 and beyond and 2016 was a date that was passed around more than once, like, that's unfortunate, but I guess that's the world we live in.
All right. Any final thoughts, everybody? Yeah, we're having too much fun. The Google Draw, game of the year. Google of the year. final thoughts? That's it? All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us on this post E3. I'm becoming a... looks like I'm turning into an elf or something. Yeah, thank you. I like the... Actually, I'm going to add a little... There you go.
All right, I thought that was going in a way darker direction, so I'm glad.
I got the mole.
He's going to have a swastika on his face? Oh,
jeez. I was expecting that to go into full-on Klansman.
Google Draw, we love you. You can find us at sidequesting.com. Please rate and review the show on iTunes. We're doing them more regularly again, and we're having a lot of fun doing them. The website, sidequesting.com, will be updated here very shortly with a new-ish layout. We're going to a couple of betas.
Betas.
Over the next couple months, we're going to be testing out some new layouts and trying to get some stuff that will hopefully be a little bit more stable than what we have right now. Because when we get tons of traffic, like on days like E3, weeks like E3, tends to cripple us for a little bit. So yeah, sidequesting.com. Follow us at sidequesting on Twitter. You can follow me at Dolly Domofsky. Where can we find you, Eric?
At Allamum on literally everything.
Tom, where can we find you?
At that Tom Johnson.
And John, where can we find you?
At John Perry everywhere.
Yeah. And that is it for this week's SideQuest. Thank you, everybody. We will see you next time on the SideQuest. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Steve's out.